Good morning. Welcome back to Pasukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump, and we are on Brachos Daf Mem. At the bottom of the Brachos Daf Mem Amud Aleph, there is a dispute as to what was the fruit with which Adam HaRishon sinned. There's a few options which are brought up, and one of them is it was the grape from the vine. And the pasuk that it is brought is Vayesht min hayayin vayishkar. He drank from the wine and he got drunk. By Yiskal b'soich ahaloi, and he revealed himself within his tent. This is a pasuk in Bereishis Perek Tes, pasuk Chaf Aleph, and the Gemara darshens it to mean the following: that we are talking about the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that it was a chita, is a type of the wheat is a type of tree, and we bring the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who says no. Rabbi Meir says gefen hoya she'enach adava shemevi yilala al ha'adam ela yayin. The only thing which really always brings curse upon humanity is wine, and it quotes our pasuk how Noach became intoxicated and led to this terrible curse. This is what the Gemara darshens. You see something fascinating that's happening in the Gemara, and that is that the Gemara is connecting the chait of Adam HaRishon and the chait of Noach. Somehow we can understand the chait of Adam HaRishon from what happened much later on, 10 generations later, with Noach immediately after the flood. How would we understand this? So the first thing to notice is, first of all, how do you see that this brings Yilala, meaning the word Yilala is wailing, curse? How do we see that this is wine brings curse? So just as a fascinating aside, the Ben Yehoyada points out in this Gemara that the gematria of the word Hayayin is the same gematria as the word Yilala, which is 75. So we should just be aware of that. That's what the Gemara is obviously conveying to us, if we are sensitive enough to notice that. But more than that, what is going on over here? How is this connecting to the chait of Adam HaRishon? So I would humbly like to suggest, if you look at the previous pasuk, you'll understand a little more. It says, Vayochel Noach ish ha'adama, vayita korim. He initiated something. The Mefarshim debate, what did he initiate? Did he initiate vines that were built in lines and mass production of grapes so that it wasn't just eating, but it was actually producing them for wine? Is that what it was? But he started tilling the land. If you think about this over here, Noach is described as an ish adama. What does that sound like? Well, it sounds like the name Adam, doesn't it? Why was Adam called Adama? One of the reasons that is given is because he was taken from the Adama, he was taken from the ground. What happened when Adam sinned? The ground was cursed. Well, here's Noach fixing that same ground. So you see something is going on over here. The Chasam Sofer says, a very fascinating insight, over here, is that this might have been Noach's attempt at a tikkun. He was trying to fix the curse of the ground. But how should he have fixed it? He should have planted the ground, worked the ground, looked after the ground, reaped from the ground, and then given it Arla. There should have been a time which was set aside for Hashem, and then there should have been a fourth year where it was dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Shilulim. But that was not to be. Instead, he misused it, he misappropriated it, he abused that substance that came from the ground itself. And therefore, ultimately, the Chasam Sofer says, V'lachein iskad el ben revi'i shel Chom. That's why it was the fourth son of Chom who was cursed, because it was the fourth year which should have been dedicated to Hashem in his inability to be able to do this. I would like to also mention one further idea in this connection. This is an idea that Rabbi David Foreman says on Parashas Noach, a very beautiful idea. The name Noach itself is, as Rashi comments, is because it says, as the pasuk says, they called his name Noach, as it says, Zeinachamenu mima'aseinu u'mitzvon yodeinu min adama asher erira Hashem. Noach was called Noach because he made life easier. He made life a lot easier from the curse of their hands or from the ground which Hashem cursed. So Noach was in a certain sense the one who alleviated the curse. How did he alleviate the curse? Rashi explains that he invented a technology called the plowshare. The plowshare allowed them to till the earth in a way which they'd not been able to at this point in time. And this anthropological development in society allowed them to be able to alleviate the curse. And that's when ultimately, right after this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to destroy the earth. Right after this is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of Parshas Bereishis, decides to destroy the earth. Why? And the answer is because Noach was providing a technological solution to a spiritual problem. The spiritual problem was that you weren't acting correctly, humanity. I'm going to curse the earth. What does humanity do? They say, well, look, we found a solution. We can jumpstart this one. We can use the plowshare. We can make vineyards. Well, that's not the answer to the problem. The answer to the problem, if it's a spiritual problem, is seek the spiritual resolution. Come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you start looking for a technological way around it, once you try to find a quick fix for the relationship, that's the time when the earth is willing to be destroyed. And I think that's exactly what's happening over here. After the flood, why is this connected to the Chet of Adam Rishon? Because Noach was still not getting it. Noach was still not getting it that planting vines and using the earth in a way which is inappropriate, in fact, goes back to the very sin itself, which is why the Gemara over here darshans that the sin was committed with the same thing that Noach used, which was the grapes. I hope this is a beginning of an insight into a much larger discussion. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.